You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
What is going on? Thanks for clicking play. This is the IT and the D Show, episode 242. Guests this week include Jason Cornelier. He is a technologist and part of the Drew and Mike podcast. We're going to share some fun stories about the Drew and Mike show. If you're not familiar with it, it's going to be a fun talk. And then we also got Henry Bowman in the house from the Warren Big Brew Festival. We're going to talk about beer and 80s bands and drinking beer. It should be.
Are we energetic enough for that conversation?
Absolutely. I totally will wake up. But hey, support for today's show comes from our friends at Microsoft Teams. Microsoft Teams is your hub for teamwork and Office 365 with so much to look after. Wouldn't it be great if there was just one place to look? Teams is that single workplace where you can work, share, and connect with people in your work life. Teams brings together your chats, meetings, files, and apps all in one place. Seriously, how novel.
Yes, please.
Yeah, exactly. Take teamwork where you work with apps for mobile and desktop. Whether you're sprinting towards a deadline or sharing your next big idea, Teams can help you and your team achieve even more. Do us a favor. Microsoft Teams and Office 365. Just visit office.com/teams to learn more. That's office.com/teams.
Very cool.
Dave, you may fire when ready.
You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com. For more information.
Following program is intended for mature audiences.
I'm Wyatt, that's Gary, you're Bob, and you're Dave. This is the IT and the D Show.
This is Max Headroom. And what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now. And remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
Where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit?
Beyond the Sun?
Any of those, right?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, and you're listening to the IT in the D Show. And Bob and Dave touch my hoo-hoos.
What happens when you tap the angry beaver in the bumhole?
Exactly.
Come on.
What the hell with this? I'm calling a break. We'll come back to the show.
This is Guilfoyle from Silicon Valley, and the only two guys I hate more than Dinesh are Bob and Dave. Suck it, guys.
Push your finger.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zapka. Sweep the leg. Listening to IT and the D Show. No mercy.
I may have to wipe the geek off.
Hi, this is Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science. So, Bob and Dave, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Are we at a break yet?
Hey, everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man. You're listening to IT and the D. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here. And remember, everybody's got a price for the $1 million man.
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT and the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds!
Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds!
Nerds! What is a nerd?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Hey, Detroit, this is Anthony Michael Hall. You're listening to my buddies Bob and Dave on IT and the D.
This is Scott Stein, a big pump and pump. The IT and the D Show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
Hey, what up? This is Jay Muse, and you're listening to the IT and D Show. Snooch to the Nooge. Listen, Muse, Snoogans.
Hey, everybody. This is Tony Todd. What's happening? You may know me from Candyman, The Rock, Sushi Girl, Zoom, Night of the Living Dead. A lot of pop culture media madness. Anyway, you're listening to IT in the D Show. Business.
I'm totally into Dave, but not right. So much Bob.
This is Robert Hayes, a Ted Stryker to my mother. When I'm not hanging out at the Magumbo Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D Show. It's worse than Detroit.
Hi, this is David Kay, the voice of Megatron from Beast Wars. Excellent. Yes.
And, of course, Clank from Ratchet and Clank.
And Grandpa Max from the new Ben 10.
Yes, Professor Xavier from X-Men Evolution. Storm. Logan, where is Storm? Storm. Come here, Storm. Sit on my lap, Storm. Yes.
You're listening to IT and the D. Don't go away.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Tough guy. Oh!
All right, this is Bruce Prichard. You're listening to, what the hell, the IT and the D Show? What kind of name is that? But just in case you were wondering, I do love you.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Ludicrous speed! Sir, had you better buckle up? Buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
What is going on? Thank you for listening to us once again. This is the one and only IT in the D Show, broadcasting live here in Studio One, Podcast Detroit, in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob the Sales Guy. That is Dave the Geek. Nuri, the FNG, is in Peru riding a moped around Lake Titicaca.
And refusing to go to Lake Titicaca, let's be honest.
He said he won't go, but I'm like, how do you not go? If you're in Peru, what do you do?
Well, the entire country is what, 18 feet wide? How hard can it be?
I know. But he's riding a moped, which he's one of the craziest human beings I ever met. But God love him. Be safe. Don't come back with any viruses. And then Randy, I do the Twitter's Walker, is in studio. Find us online, itinthed.com. Give us a like on the socials and subscribe to us everywhere. Find podcasts are sold.
What, is it still Saturday night?
No. Kinda lingering.
Hey, if you're a business owner, things like small and software, things like email and stuff. I'm just going to go ahead and start that again because I blinked and I screwed up the word. So we're going to have to deal with that.
We'll fix it in post.
We will. What do you mean, we, paleface?
If
you're a business owner, things like email and software ought to be easy, right? Not something you have to spend your days thinking about, and you sure don't want to worry about hackers and spammers infecting your system, stealing your data, or holding it hostage. That's what makes AppRiver a great choice, especially for companies that don't have an IT department. For small and mid-sized businesses, AppRiver can be your IT team at least free up your computer nerds to do things that actually make you money. I love that they're actually just calling everybody computer
nerds. It's true.
Now. That's amazing, but it's accurate. With AppRiver, you can get email spam and virus filtering, email encryption, archiving, and compliance solutions. They can secure your email on your servers or just handle it for you with Office 365 or hosted Exchange. Their services are all cloud-based, so you pay a subscription instead of buying hardware, software, or licenses. And let's be honest, figuring out your scalability with hardware is not something that many people are very, very good at. Try any of their services for free, cancel anytime, and know that their U.S.-based phenomenal care is available all day, every day. So, hey, if you're ready to make IT easy, visit appriver.com/ITandD and try any of their services absolutely free. That's AppRiver, APPRIVER.com/ITandD. Check them out.
Love it. AppRiver.
AppRiver. I feel like they're going to hate us.
Yeah.
So, or send us an autographed copy of Fletch, one of the two.
Hey, do us a favor, by the way. Check out the Meet tab on ITandD.com. That's M-E-E-T. Tons of calendar stuff going on. We just had free podcast day here at Podcast Detroit. We got meetups galore.
We had a bunch of people in again, man. Like this whole – it's like I'm stunned. And then everybody loves it. And then we got new shows starting. And I start to question my sanity of whether or not we keep doing that because we're hitting critical mass, I think.
You know what? That's great.
But we may have a solution on the horizon.
Oh, it's craziness. There's a sweet project coming out of the CAS corridor in Detroit, if you're not privy to it.
That we may or may not be a part of.
The Detroit shipping container company. There's going to be like 7-8 restaurants, beer garden, patio, 2 bars.
And allegedly a podcast studio.
Allegedly. Wow, does it look cool? I mean, that's one of those things where, you know, we were joking. I said, you put up a U.S. Steel building, no one cares.
Right.
You put up U.S. shipping containers, suddenly you're in the Wall Street Journal.
Well, but even that guy agreed.
Right, totally. Yeah. He's like, yeah, it's PR. It's
yeah.
PR, you know, but the place looks like it's going to be sweet.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. It absolutely is.
So, hey, I got a question for you. An interesting article came up and it made me think from the New York Times.
Something had to.
Basically, that said credit card signatures are about to become extinct.
Good.
Well, then I started thinking about it like, okay, every time I go to the bar, I tip out and I sign it.
Right.
Like, what is that signature actually for? Does anyone know?
And when's the last time you actually saw somebody look at the back of your card?
Well, that's the point. No one ever signs the back of their card.
No.
So apparently the –
So and the one time – because I used to always put not signed check ID.
Right.
In there. And then I just stopped signing them all together. And I literally had somebody tell me that they could not take the card without a signature. And so I just took the card back, signed it, and handed it right back to them.
No, that's what Visa and MasterCard tell the merchants to do is make them make you sign the card in their presence.
But then
– But what does that matter? Then you can...
of course, the signature that I'm putting on the back of the card that I may have stolen will match the signature.
Right.
Those are the rules.
I just signed Randy Walker there. It's legit. But that was the whole point. Genius. It's apparently to confirm identity, which makes no sense because in this article, which is hilarious, the guy's been signing his name.
Bob, had you gone through your SafeServe training in order to become an eligible
bartender, I will.
You would know that in order to be a valid piece of identification, it must have a signature.
God, get out of here with it that has, talk.
That's it, not my rule. It's the state's rule.
So apparently this guy for the last 10 years has been drawing a dog.
Yeah, picture like with a dog, tail. A little doodle of a dog. Yeah.
Like, and no one's ever denied his transaction.
Because it matches.
So basically, yeah, the credit card companies are kind of in lockstep right now. I think Target and Walmart are already saying, you know, no more signatures.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like, for me, like, I'll go, wait, don't I need to sign that? Because sometimes at Meijer, they'll say, no signature.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait. And I feel like I'm missing
sure?
something. Right.
The thing that I got out of this article or that confused me was that they're still not requiring pins, which, you know, Canada and Europe have been using forever. When you put in your card, you slide in the chip, put in your pin. That way you prove that it's your card.
The chip keeps you safe, Randy. Didn't you know that?
No. No.
Well, but I mean, realistically, think about it. So the vast majority of fraud, for the most part, doesn't happen on swipe transactions. So, I mean, that's what always made me laugh about the chip and you know, that kind of thing because, okay, great. So now you've got an extra layer of security on your least fraudulent set of transactions. You know, your fraud happens on the internet where it's not an in-person based swipe and the chip does nothing for that. Signatures do nothing for that. So whatever.
So, all right. So I'm going to
just make my life more complicated.
I'm going to have another, the Facebook conversation
right.
with the exec technical team from Visa and MasterCard because I know they're listening right now.
Of course they are.
And I just want something very simple. When I buy something with my credit card,
we've talked about this.
I will have an app. Yeah, I'm going to keep saying it until they do it. I will open up my app, or it'll give me a push notification. Are you buying $37 worth of crap at Meijer gas station? And I put green,
yes.
Swipe right or swipe left, and then I can go on with my day. Because right now, I get hit once a month with fraud stuff for stuff that it shouldn't be hitting their behavioral analytics portions of my spend.
Yeah, by now they should know who I am and what I do and that, yes, you're going to be buying $37 worth of Funyuns.
Yeah. Are you buying
at 1:30 in the morning on a Wednesday?
Right. Day before Thanksgiving, are you buying $200 of stuff at GFS? Well, buy your house. No, that's some other guy. Like, no, so have an app, push notification, green light, red light, and then, like, again, you want better security. I don't think there's anything better than that. So now if someone says, are you trying to charge 9 cents to Amazon? No.
No. Yeah.
And then life goes on, right? And so you can thank me for it later. Buy me a beer when you see me.
Right. When that inevitably gets
rolled out. Visa or MasterCard technology seems right, because I know you're listening. So
of course.
Please do that for me.
Hey, so you know who's having a really bad week?
Zuckerberg seems to have just a hellish week every week
actually,
lately.
This has not hit him yet. Basically, anybody looking for a hooker is having a bad week. Or an escort. Or a sugar baby.
Why, did you get denied?
did I get denied? No, apparently I'm very well reviewed.
I tried on Saturday night when I couldn't find any. That's what it sounded like, the way you set that up.
No. So, you know, this whole FOSTA thing that we've talked about before, which I'm sorry, I still feel like I'm talking with a Boston accent every time I say, Mr. FOSTA.
Yeah. George FOSTA played for the Mets.
For the Mets, yeah. No, but so this whole FOSTA thing, well, now Backpage has been seized. All of Backpage.com was seized by the feds apparently sometime Friday. You've got Craigslist, who shut down their personal section. Not, because remember back in the day, they shut down their adult jobs section. Right, with the attorney generals.
Just, everybody just moved it to massage.
And apparently now they're saying they were going to the personals.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. They're going to the personals. You know, Twitter is banning accounts. Instagram's banning accounts based on content. It's really, really weird.
Well, now you got Twitter and Instagram are jumping into this, banning on based on content.
And you got Google, like, sending out bots looking for keywords and phrases on Edge. Dude, here's what I don't get. And
Then that goes back to last week's talk, too, about the Microsoft
and
with
Skype
and poopy words.
Dude, here's the thing I don't get, which is just so dumb. Can we all just be adults? And just – it's like somebody asked me when we talked about the whole are you liberal or conservative thing. You know, it depends. You know, drugs and prostitution, I'm pretty liberal. Crime and punishment, pretty conservative. Can we just legalize prostitution already, please? Can we? Like, just take the stigma away from it, legalize it, regulate it, get rid of the trafficking aspect of it. It's called the world's oldest profession for a reason. Dudes with, you know, whatever. I don't understand it. I don't understand why this is such a thing.
I don't get it either. That was one of my college papers I wrote, legalizing pot and prostitution,
yeah.
Which is funny because I don't smoke pot. And, you know, I don't do the other thing either.
My religion.
Come on.
Yeah, because let's legislate morality.
Right. But now you're closing entire websites?
Yeah.
Guess what that – again, bureaucrats making laws about websites. Guess what happens now? Backpage is gone. Something else takes its place. The problem doesn't go away when you make these when you ban these stupid.
Nope.
They're gonna find another medium because that's what they do.
Hello, dark web.
Whatever.
Yep.
If it has to go to the dark web, it's gonna go somewhere else. It always does.
I think it'd be hilarious if Backpage actually wound up going back to the back pages of like Metro Times now.
They still are. the only point to read Metro Times is to laugh at those ads. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah.
But again, it's going to be something else.
It absolutely. That's why I said. I mean, it's the war on drugs has led to an increase in the amount of drug use and addicts and everything else in this country. The war on crime has led to more crime. The war on terror has led to more terror. Can we not worry about a war? Don't declare a war on prostitution. How about you declare a war on, I don't know, jobs?
Feeding people.
Declare war on too much food and right. drugs.
And not letting Nestle pump all the water out of Michigan.
Oh, Jesus, tapped into Christ, yeah.
So another interesting conversation about this stuff going weird is that the YouTube stuff's kind of finally – they went postal at YouTube because they took away everybody's monies and someone actually got the nerve up and went up and shot up YouTube.
Which you're not hearing that much about.
No.
Which is odd because it's neither a crazed white male.
No.
Nor a crazed male of color.
Or a rifle.
Yeah.
It was a pistol.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's Cricket City.
Yeah. It's a woman of color with a pistol.
Right. But going back to it,
nobody had that in their clue thing,
right?
They had it was the white guy with the AR-15 in the, yeah, no, nobody had that.
It was like Dateline. It's like nothing better than like the couple on the cruise where someone dies. Like they'll get a whole 2-hour episode,
yeah.
Right? But something like this. But again, it goes back to that stifling content creators, you know. And we talked to Toad in here from Media Litter, and that was part of his livelihood.
Yeah,
and you have people that create content. Like, you know, Tom Lawrence from Lawrence Systems, his is kind of like,
yep.
He's doing an amazing job and he got above the threshold. Good for him. There's a lot of people that don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, that extra $500 a month, that's paying their car note.
Can matter, yeah.
Yeah, and they take time out of it and they put time and effort and their stuff. Some of the stuff is really good and you just destroyed all of it. And what did it do? It made someone so irate, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But again.
Well, and apparently her dad.
No.
Called the police,
right.
And said she's going off the deep end.
Right. And it sucks that you there's not like another place to go. It's not like Vimeo is going to take that over. It's not like Facebook Video is going to take that over. You know, YouTube created something really cool to let independent, you know, content provide, you know, creators, and is completely, anyway. Justified going.
That's right. I'm not agreeing with shooting up anybody. Yeah,
if Microsoft Teams stops sponsoring us, I'm not going to be that angry.
Right. Oh. We're not condoning going. Yeah, no. Hey, so you know, I watch as much golf as I do wrestling, if not less. Did you hear? Apparently, they banned the phrase "dilly dilly" from the Masters because apparently people are getting drunk and screaming.
So it's only at the Masters, and this is where I think it's really funny because the guy that won something Reed, I forget what his name is. I don't watch golf either, but I've been listening about it because it's hysterical. Is the, like, he's one of the bad boys of golf, meaning like he pumps his fists and drops F bombs, and the fans.
So he's like Happy Gilmore light.
He's totally like Happy Gilmore, but the fans apparently like the fans, like,
right?
Not the casuals, but the hate him with a passion because he's just this loudmouth guy. And they were talking to a couple of golfers about he goes, one guy, like I think Jordan Spieth was saying, like some guy would just yell his wife's name,
yeah,
like after every shot. And, you know, my favorite to this day has always been on like a 480 yard par five drive. Guy hits a drive and some clown yells, "Get in the hole." Right. Cause it's like, it makes no sense. So that became like this thing to yell these nonsensical things that got on TV. But here am I, if I'm Bud Light right now, I'm like, thank you.
Oh, you're loving it.
You
heard what they did.
Oh, which was even funnier. They made the best of it.
They
yeah.
sent 1,000 shirts
right.
to people that they knew were going to the Masters.
Right.
That said dilly dilly just to have them in the crowd.
They got more publicity
oh, yeah.
from that. They sent them a thank you card.
Uh huh.
But again, like going back to stifling speech. Like, you can't say dilly. Give me
you
a
will
break.
Find a way.
You can't yell dilly dilly. Uh-huh. That's like saying don't call me Fat Bob.
That's right, yeah.
Don't call me Skippy.
Yeah.
Guess what I'm going to call you every day for the rest of your life. Years, so if I can squeeze in a dilly-dilly at any golf tournament now, I'm just out of spite.
I'm surprised they didn't have a plane fly overhead with the
awesome.
Banner dilly-dilly. That would have been amazing.
Oh, like the Blues Brother car.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Dilly-dilly. Oh, my God.
Just driving around right outside the
exactly,
course.
Exactly.
Tonight, live Blues Review. And dilly dilly.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
That would have been amazing. What else we got? There was a hack. I feel like we should talk about it real quick. So 247.ai, which apparently runs the chat clients for a lot of the customer service side of a lot of websites, got hacked. And so now we have, because I'm not going to lie, my first reaction was when I saw, hey, Best Buy data breach. I was like, well, who's still shopping
right,
at Best
right.
Buy? But it's apparently it's a chat client. It's Best Buy. Who was it? Sears, which another, but Delta as well. Customer details out in the wild. So they're still assessing that one, but another breach. We'll see how that goes.
The fallback from that is nobody stops shopping there. Every security sales rep calls their CISO every hour on the hour.
Uh-huh.
You got breach. I can fix it. You can breach. I got to fix it.
Right.
And then nothing changes.
I could have kept that from happening.
Right.
Could have kept that from happening.
Right.
Could have kept that
my
from happening.
My software would prevent
right.
98%.
My predictive analytics would have shown the bad to do to do.
Right. But again, it doesn't like, – it's almost become like the weekly shooting. Like it's almost like
– yeah.
What about next week?
Yeah,
it's going to be something
yeah,
else.
Be another one. Yeah.
Right. And nothing. No one changes the way they go about their business. A couple people might do something, you know, like we have clear backpacks now.
That violates students' First Amendment, right?
Oh. That technology didn't exist, though, back in the Constitution. So, I mean.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Did they have backpacks?
Exactly.
They had satchels.
The satchels, right, right. They didn't have clear plastic technology back then. So, how would they have? It's so funny. I love button pushing, if you haven't figured that out yet.
It's kind of who we are and what we do. I almost forgot. So, it is next Thursday. We're going to be over at Falling Down Beer Company for our monthly Metro Detroit casual networking socials. So, come on out and join us there. As Bob mentioned, we just had the free podcast day thing going on. We've already had people – seriously, we had two people already sign up for next month's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So good.
It was entertaining. We just had the Ann Arbor event last week.
Yeah. Went pretty well.
So that we'll have another one.
You got to tell the people at the front desk, Randy, who saw that complaint on Meetup.
We're there every other month. They've for a year. They know where we are.
I'm just being funny. But no, we'll end this segment on the whole
Zuckerberg. On a high note?
No. It seems like every week now. Like whether someone's telling Zuckerberg to step down or something stupid going on,
you know what? And if I'm him, I'm the United States with the internet. Nuh-uh. We invented it. Kiss my ass. Well, you can have my company when you pry it from my cold dead hands.
Well, here's the thing. Now it's like they're Facebook secretly is deleting his private messages that are off. I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
But apparently they're following. You know, this reminds me of if you're watching Billions, like right now, it's almost like the state of Mark Zuckerberg right now, where he got ousted and he's being looked at, and now the company's kind of running itself.
Well, and so the dumb thing to me is, like, why would they bother deleting things when they've added the encrypted messenger feature?
I don't know. Do they not?
I mean, unless they're worried about screenshots and that kind of shit leaking.
Right. But. I mean, yeah, because that's the thing they said after the Sony hacks. They tried to protect their executives' communications. Yeah, and it also included
skeptical. Davis is skeptical,
right? But yeah, what are they reading? What determines whether or not it gets deleted or not? And how does this get out in the public?
Well, and if you're Mark Zuckerberg, are you comfortable with your legal team reading through all your private messages?
No, I don't want nobody reading my stuff. I don't want you reading my stuff.
But then the other thing Facebook is doing is apparently they want to go through a process of verifying page owners now. They haven't really announced what the threshold is for what qualifies as a large page. But, you know, so just, you know, the whole cracking down on fake news and pages renaming themselves to something else and all that kind of nonsense. You're going to have to provide government ID to be the owner of a large Facebook page.
Well, isn't that like half of the pages like that are followed by like a million people? Kind of like it
has
was
been sold.
It was a celebrity. Right. Yeah. And then it's sold to a marketing company.
Yep.
And then it becomes a spam, like, you know.
Yeah.
So there's people I was following that were funny. And yeah. Now I'm looking at, what the hell is this?
What's
crap?
That page? Yeah.
Like, unfollow. But is that what they're trying to thwart?
Yes.
But those are the people buying ads on Facebook. So
right.
It's not like people make money on Facebook, well, except for marketing and their external stuff. There's mm-hmm. nothing internal. Idiots.
Who knows?
Speaking of idiots, we're going to come take a quick break. And I'm just kidding, Jason. We're going to be back with Jason Cornelier from the Drew and Mike podcast. This is the IT in the D show.
Hey, and we'll be right back.
IT in the D. Read. Meet. Listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey, this is John Schneider from Nip Tuck Smallville, the haves and the have-nots. Oh, Dr. Quinn, hot in Cleveland. Secret Life of the American Teenager and just about everything you can possibly imagine. And oh yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. You're listening to Bob and Dave. It's the IT in the D show.
ITinTheD.com. Ow.
Welcome back. Episode 242, segment 2, the one and only IT in the D show, broadcasting live here at Studio One in Podcast Detroit. Beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. Bob the Sales Guy, Dave the Geek, Randy Walker's in the house. Find us online, itinthed.com, because we are IT in the D. And
you're still not. Hey, in addition to the Meet tab, we have added to our con schedule. We'll be at the Michigan Comic Con in August now.
That's all I need.
Because we need more cons in our life. We absolutely do.
No, maybe.
I think next week is our PenguinCon episode, if I recall correctly.
Is that booked?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be the PenguinCon episode where – yeah, we brace for impact.
Hey. I kind of look forward to it.
Oh, it's amazing. But hey, so support for today's show comes from F-Secure Freedom VPN. They say if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Lie. But that's not true, is it? We all deserve privacy online. That's why you need F-Secure Freedom VPN, the app that encrypts all your traffic when you surf. In practice, your ISP won't see what you browse. Your traffic will remain private, even on public Wi-Fi, and your real IP address is hidden from websites that you visit. I don't think people even realize how much data they give to a website every time they hit it. I don't.
And not just that, when you go to places that hit their Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And when you're walking around Walmart, when you're going to Target. Yeah,
you got Bluetooth enabled on your phone. Yeah. Good fun stuff. Hey, so Freedom is available for both mobile and desktop platforms and comes from F-Secure, a publicly listed company with a 30-year spotless record of respecting their users' privacy. Better yet, it's really easy to set up. You can have it running and become anonymous online in just 1 minute. So try F-Secure Freedom VPN for free. No credit card or email address required at f-secure.com/ITinTheD. That's f-secure.com/ITinTheD. And then if you said you're going to buy it, you get 20% off with the coupon code ITinTheD at checkout. That's all one word, ITinTheD.
How much is 20%. Your privacy worth?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, seriously.
It's worth 20% off.
That too.
So it's worth 80%.
Right. You spend $6 on a latte today.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't care about your privacy. Yeah. No, it's a no-brainer.
Because people are geniuses.
Exactly. So, hey, we got reached out to by, and funny because I'm a huge fanboy, Jason Cornelier is here from the Drew and Mike podcast. And you're on the techie side of things, but I'm like, this is perfect. You got to have you in. So welcome. Thanks
literally
for
a podcast coming from someone's basement.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally. Yeah. So
thanks for hanging out with us.
No, absolutely. I it's kind of, I'm fanboying out because I've listened to you guys for a long time. And then I was thrust into the Drew and Mike podcast just by raw chaos. So they were on Facebook. And
story of our lives.
Yeah. I mean, someone they needed help. And I'm like, look, I'm a sucker. I'll help. And now I'm deep in the maelstrom. So.
Right. So if you're not familiar, if you're out of state or if you haven't listened, Drew and Mike – we're like, I think I would say they're the Howard Sterns of Detroit. Going back to when I was in my early days, like when I was 18 years old, I think.
Wasn't Howard Stern the Howard Stern of Detroit for a while?
No, because they didn't let him do his thing.
That's right.
He was just a radio DJ. Yeah, I know what you're saying. No, but these guys were like they weren't even the shock jocks. They were they were laughing at farts at 6 a.m. and it got this whole town up in the morning. And not only that, they were spot on. Like there were two distinct personalities.
Yep.
Drew was amazing at interviews. They used to bring in like anyone who's who, because Riff was the de facto rock station.
Yep.
And Mike was kind of like the goofball, you know, color, like, you know, yell stuff. Yep. And I'll be damned if they didn't, like, if they weren't on point and made me laugh every single day. You know, and to find out that they're still doing the podcast, it's great.
And honestly, Drew is, you hit it right in the head, just a master interviewer. I mean, the most benign interview topic, and it's all of a sudden interesting and you're laughing and it's incredible. And I don't know about you guys, but I mean, we still speak in drops at my house. I mean, it's just,
right.
It's just still relevant. And it's just that weird community that they have. And, it's still there and it's growing crazy. So they're recording right over in Ferndale right now. So.
And that's what we were talking in the break room. I'm like, I still have a huge folder of drops. Like there was one, oh my God, I was watching Cops. And it was the episode with the woman with no teeth, and there was like a 14-year-old boy beating the shit out of his grandma. And all of a sudden, she goes, you know, the cops say, what do you want to do? He goes, I just want to beat his ass good and proper. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's from Drew and Mike. And I'm like, right. And I sat and rewound it 1,000 times. And there's some that I still to this day can't find, like the fat kid that got stuck in the sewer. Like, oh, no more, stop it. Like, I would, like, there's so many times I want that sound drop in my life and I can't find it. But, yeah, it became like, yeah, you talking drops. It was so, like.
Oh, it is. And it's just inside. So I came in, I was trying to help him get organized and everything. So all the drops I have access to now, and there's a server in the studio, it's called Asshole. Sorry if I can say that.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the server.
Well, Yuppie Slayer still exists, right?
It does still exist. And one of the things we're working on is putting some drop mythology on there and just for stuff like that. I mean, people still email Drew every day to ask, you know, where's this drop come from? Where's drop come from? So it's incredible the community that they have. So.
Well, I don't want to say they perfected it because the drop was kind of a thing, but it didn't become like Howard Stern and Drew and Mike kind of did, like where you speaking in drop.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There was no other – and it became like part of your – like that's what she said.
Your
daily
vernacular, right?
Right. Like someone says something and there's a drop that goes with that frame of thought.
Totally.
It never stopped. I mean there isn't a person named Troy, I don't mean to this day, where I'm not going, Troy.
Troy, right.
And like they, you know, it's like if you're named Troy or Timmy, like your life is hell. I'm sorry, but it just you know, it's not your fault, it's not your parents' fault.
Right.
But you're gonna be Timmy and you're gonna be Troy, like forever. just come to grips with it and just own it. Kind of like the bartender by my house, his name is Dick Ball III. And instead of just saying, no, it's Rick, he just owned it. Like, he's like, hey, they're going to call me it. Amazing bartender, one of the, you know, best in town. But he just says Dick on his name. Yeah, exactly. You know, what else were we doing? Oh, my God. I was trying to explain the story when the Belfer Blows thing and how that worked. But, like, you can't do that these days. Do you know that one, Dave? So like anyone, the Wings were playing in the playoffs, they called it donut shop terrorism. They would have them announce like, hey, you know, can you see if Belfer Blows is eating a donut in your place?
Yeah.
You know? And just these conversations they have.
So which came from Porky's?
Close. Yeah, exactly. Michael Hunt. since the dawn of time. But they took the Wings spin to it, and that was the you know, these guys, yeah, it's still amazing. Like guys my age that still talk about it. We do all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, same here. And now they were interviewing some a woman that rescued a fat dog, right? And so with social media nowadays, which they didn't have back then, is now they're looking up her picture live, and now they're like, oh, you're very cute. And now it just – I mean, it just spirals out of control, and it's just entertaining as hell. So they have that freedom like you guys do on a podcasting format that they just didn't have before.
Yeah.
And so
– well, back then we had to go to like the Fillmore when they had like the Drew and Mike day.
Right.
They brought like all the characters in.
Delbert and all that.
Yeah. It was like the nicest dude in the world, you know what I mean? That's how you got access to it. Now you put a video camera up in their room, and you know, away you go.
So it's amazing to watch, and the loyalty of the listeners, and even new listeners. I mean, you know, millennials even are, they kind of laugh because, you know, who really listened millennial wise when they were on the radio?
Right.
They have a pretty large millennial.
Well, they were in the car seat while dad was listening.
That's where everyone came from. Exactly. Right.
It's a true story.
Wasn't supposed to be, yeah. When they weren't supposed to be listening, but
right.
Yeah. So it's a fun part to, it's a fun thing to be a part of. And so I heard you by accident. I don't remember what the drop was,
right?
But by accident, you said some sort of drop. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be on. We're going to talk about this.
Apparently I did a drop on a Drew and Mike drop while we were doing the show.
It was a couple months ago, like, and I couldn't find it.
I have no idea which one or how I spoke it.
I can't remember.
Right. I can't either because right now it just flows out. Like it's just part of talking.
Yeah. It's just second nature.
Right. It's like doing 80s movies quotes. Like it just comes out of my mouth. There's no reason why. It's just part of my life.
It's how life works.
I mean, for them though, how cool is that? Wake up in the morning knowing you have this army of grown adults that speak in your tongue. Like you became the Wayne's World. Like this is a bad, you know, but again, you created a language.
Totally. And that community is the most loyal ever. I mean, once it was announced, the number just kind of just skyrocketed. And so they were struggling with the growth, and that's why they reached out for help. And that's, you know, kind of why I was there, just to kind of help clean some of it up and get it going. And the growth just still happens, and people are still talking in drops, and now they have new drops, and they just keep building that mythology around it.
And that's one of the things we've talked about in the past, is that transition from radio to podcasting.
Right.
And
lot of people can't.
No, it's a struggle. No.
They don't know how. Like, they can't make that. It's like mainframe programmers trying to become
Java.
Know, Java
to yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's just a whole different
mindset.
Too big
of a transition. Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously they've taken to it.
They do their thing, right? I mean, that's what they've been doing for years, and I never got exposed to the process until recently, but they just run it like a radio show. You know, it's just different way of getting it out there.
Right.
And so, I mean, but it's kind of funny, they'll interview someone who's doing a podcast, some celebrity like Lisa Lampanelli or whoever, and she'll be like, oh yeah, I'm doing a podcast, and everyone's rolling their eyes because who doesn't do a podcast nowadays?
Right,
so,
right.
That's Dave's joke. I mean, our running shtick is one out of every two Americans has listened to a podcast because, well, one out of every two Americans has a podcast. Yeah.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Well, and it's become a silly word because we'll follow the forums, and we try to learn as much as possible on this in this medium. It's like, this is my setup, and it's like a cardboard box with carpet in it, like with a laptop ducked in the back of it, and you're like crawling into this like that's not a book, like enough.
Right. There's just got to be a better name for it. I don't know what that is, but free casting or something, but there's got to be a better name for it because it just has a stigma right now that it doesn't deserve. It's such a phenomenal platform now.
Well, and it is. I mean, and it's got a lot of similarities where, like, if you go to a brewery and you have a crap beer, you're going to just not like micro. I mean, that's a thing, like, especially if it's your first experience. If your first experience is one of those blog talk, two tin cans, wax string,
two episode only series,
that's what podcasting is, lame.
Right.
Eh.
And it's just not like that anymore. And it's really got a resurgence, which you guys are well aware of.
Yep.
But man, that stigma has got to be fixed. That's one big problem.
Well, that's always been the knack. And someone that figures it out is going to be very rich.
Mm-hmm.
But the discoverability. Right. And everybody thought you needed to be on new and noteworthy on Apple,
right,
or you need to be listed
or ranked on Google Play.
I mean, we're kind of proof that you don't need to be on that. We're not on Apple's top 50 tech show or top 150 tech show.
Like,
you know,
we were once at one point and that,
I don't remember us ever. Yeah. And we tried. We did Operation iTunes, the whole nine. That wasn't our medium. And I think, you know, for you guys, it's, again, it's what's your medium? And just try to hit your audience or teach your audience, this is where you find us, and go, we'll go from there.
But it's a big barrier to bridge, right? I mean, like, you know, you've got 25 to 44 age listeners who are like, what's a podcast? What's this app? I'm usually turning on the radio. it's just the educational aspect that we're – someone figure out it's going to be very rich for sure.
Yeah. Well, again,
every time I leave my car here after a night of drinking and I take an Uber back the next morning, you know, they're like, oh, they'll say, I punch in my destination is podcast right. Detroit. They're like, oh, well, about half the time I get, well, what's a podcast?
Right. Right.
Okay. Well, I think internet radio. Right. Think, yeah.
Think farting in the wind. That's what we call the podcast that they're like, you know, I'm proud to have. Well, here's the thing though. It depends on what you want. If you're happy that 17 people listen to you, it's kind of amazing that 17 people would listen to me talk about anything. And if you're happy with it, then it should be, that's all you're doing it for, right?
I guess, but I don't know. You want it to be worth it, right? I mean, like all the effort that goes into a podcast isn't. Anyone that does it, which you guys know, anyone that does it, it's not just sitting up and talking for an hour, right? There's prep and there's things you do and there's a lot of effort you put into it. I want more than 17 people listening to that. And I just think there's that bridge that needs to be gapped or that needs to be crossed.
Well, and there's two frames of thought. We see them all coming in through this studio, the some that plot it down to the minute and then, you know, shows like us where we jot down on a notebook.
Yeah,
and wing it. We didn't want to change the formula. It's like one of those things. Like, hey, this formula worked. It's been growing for us ever since. We write in a notebook and we have natural conversation. That's why I enjoyed our talk before the show, but I don't want to talk to you too much because I want to learn. I want you to tell me something.
And that's part of it, though, too. Is I think some of these podcasts just they haven't found their niche or their style or how they get to that cool content and give up. Right? I mean. You go back and listen to episode one, right, which we talked about.
Yeah.
Right? It's very different.
And oh, yeah.
Now it's, I don't want to say perfected, but darn near close, right?
Well, no, but it's like I tell everybody, you know, I do. I can't listen to our first 10 episodes because, like, we had no idea what the hell we were doing. You know, it was, okay, is it going to be the sales guy versus the geek? Is it going to be hardcore tech? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? And just, when we finally, like, just threw our hands up in the air and went, all right, let's just have some drinks and talking on the mic and see what happens. In other words, be us. Then it was fine.
Well, and that's where it is, authenticity, right? That's what it's all about. And too many of these podcasts really try and force it. And that's where they lose an audience. And no one wants to listen to forced stuff where you have to listen to that in the news all day.
Right. You know? Well, the canned laugh, sometimes, I mean, it's apparent on morning shows where you had to force laughter, and I get it. You know, you had corporate overlords that
for sure.
You know, that want you to do this certain way. One of the things I wanted to talk about, and I think it's kind of – do they realize someone like Drew and Mike, or do they realize like the relationship that they have? Like, again, like when you're part of someone's life like that for 2-3 hours a day for 15 to 20 years, like it's almost like our relationship with Ernie Harwell. Well, like you were my grandpa,
right?
Like you were like everyone's uncle, Uncle Ernie,
right?
I talked to you more than I talked to my dad,
right?
Or I've heard you talk more.
More moments than I have with
But like, do they under, cause that, seriously, I'm not trying to had such a huge,
Drew especially has so much respect for that level of relationship. They did their, I don't know if it's the first or second outing on St. Patrick's Day in downtown Royal Oak, actually. And the I've never been a part of it, but just watching the people come up and just be enamored with that personality because you shared so much with that.
We're buddies, except you don't know it.
Except you don't know it, right? It's a one-way buddy system, but boy, if it's not there and strong, I mean, it's incredible. Just people walking up and, hey, I heard you talking about this. Here's this cool t-shirt. And it's just phenomenal to watch. And they have complete respect for that relationship.
Well, that was, I'm friends with one of the guys that's on Monday Night Raw, professional wrestler. We went to a Tiger game. And like everyone's fist pumping and going, hey, what's up?
Right.
But like every once in a while you get to, hey, remember 18 years ago? I saw you at Walmart and you buying macaroni and cheese. That was awesome. You know, it's just like, come on, man. Like there's got to be that.
I don't remember.
But he can't be a dick because then he tells all his friends, this guy's a dick.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the problem that they have is everyone's going to come up to him at any – doesn't matter what time. No one has any respect anymore in terms of privacy.
No.
You're eating dinner and everybody, hey, I can sign my ass, you know, but then like you can't be a dick because then talks to him.
We wanted to do Stump the Staff was a big deal, right? Where you call in and try and stump him. And it was fun and it was great radio bit and from a listener perspective. But it's tough to do that now because so many people want to call in and share and say, hey, oh man, I love listening to this and I love being a part of that and I love doing this and – no one wants to listen to that, right? That's radio for one.
Yeah.
So, getting through that barrier and getting the audience used to that. And again, bystander watching, not the expert, but it is fascinating to watch, you know, a talent like, you know, you guys, like them, just do your thing and own it. It's amazing to watch on a cool format that's podcasting that needs a new name.
Well, and that's – yeah, exactly. And that's the thing we found out here is everyone can talk about something,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially with a group of friends or – you know, everyone can sit down and just – you know, the guys before, you know, there's a sports show, but they're going to talk WrestleMania, right?
Right.
Cause, I mean, cause it's kind of like, and it's kind of like us. We're IT guys, but we talk about beer and we talk about food and we talk about sci-fi. You know, it's just like it just comes with the territory.
Yeah. And it's pop culture stuff that we're all interested in, not tech all the time, 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, and it makes it interesting, and that's what they do too. It's really good. It's just smart guys doing their thing, right?
Right.
Smart people, I should say, because Trudy's there too, and. She's a part of the show 4 days a week. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah,
totally. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, no. So it's Drew and then Mark. Mike's not really on the show much, but it's Drew and then Mark, who was Mark Feller, was part of the
show. Yeah.
And then Trudy, and it's 4 days a week. And man, they do a great show.
See, again, when we had the Detroit Cast guys, which is the other Mark that kind of split off, like they do it like, yeah, every day, 3 hours. I'm like, God.
What was your from a can't even imagine. Perspective? Quite a challenge of 5 days a week of content, 3 hours a day. I mean,
right. And I mean, I get it. You know, PTI can do it. Like, you know, there's sure. that half hour, there's topics you can talk about whatever. But man, there's a special talent. And there's no
that's a skill.
And that's the thing with podcasting. It's not like radio where every 7 minutes you're getting jazz music and going to a someone plays Kia ad. Like, you have to talk, right?
Right. Right. And it's, and there's, you got to fill dead air. There's no such thing. And it's nonstop. And it takes a special skill to do it. I know I can never do it, but man, watching those guys, watching you guys do it, it is impressive as hell.
Well, no, we can't do it. We're taking a break every 25 minutes. We ain't doing it.
I wasn't going to give away your secrets. I'm just, you know.
Right.
Fixing a post, right?
So, right. So how do we catch up with the podcast? How do we find it online?
Drew and Mike Show or drewandmikepodcast.com and check them out. And, you know, usual ways that you buy any podcast like your guys' show.
Everywhere fine podcasts are sold.
Thank you. That's the term I was looking for, but I didn't want to steal it.
Right. Feel free. Feel free. No. Have it. Take it.
But yeah, on the website, Facebook, and they even go, which Drew, I don't know if he's a big fan of it or not, but they go live on Facebook for the first half hour of the show.
Yeah.
And you can kind of watch the sausage being made, if you will.
Yeah, I did that. And they were like, just doing like,
you,
it was just like side banter. Yeah. It wasn't like we were not ready to talk yet. And they're just like shooting the shit with them amongst themselves. I'm like, okay, like when you start, let me know.
So it's like, it's like us putting a camera in the green room.
Pretty much. Yeah. Go get me a beer, Dave. Yeah. Can you bring me some chips?
Is that my food being delivered?
It's totally. What do you want from Grubhub? It was like that for like 10 minutes. I'm like.
You know what's funny is there's a little bit of that too. They'll order food on the air. They had the Domino's pizza delivery kid come in and grab a microphone and just. Right. I mean, because that's how, you know, you just, anybody can be entertained.
There's a Domino's across the street from our studio here. And we still have them deliver. It's almost ridiculous.
Well, and one out of every three times they realize it's us and they just walk over.
Right. and they it's kind of like they're shaking their heads while like you couldn't take the 10 steps. It's literally across the street on 11 Mile.
It's opportunity cost, I look at it as. I mean, yeah. You know, so no, that's awesome. But no, I appreciate you guys having me in. This has been great.
No, for sure.
Next time, bring them for crying out loud. I mean, while we like you and everything.
Nice. Hopefully this starts that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Love to continue. Like we do a home and home in a few different shows. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, appreciate the time. Jason Cornelier, find the Drew and Mike podcast. Seriously, such a huge part of my youth. It's kind of fun to talk about him again. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Henry Bowman from the Warren Big Brew Festival. This is the IT and the D Show.
We'll be right back.
IT and the D. Read, meet, listen. Networking Detroit. One beer at a time.
Hi, I'm Brittany Daniel from The Game, and you're listening to IT and the D Show.
ITintheD.com.
The City of Warren presents Warren's Big Brew Festival, Saturday, April 28th, featuring 9 Macomb County breweries, plus a special home brewers contest. There's something for everyone in the family with live bands, food trucks, and a petting zoo. If you love competition, try your luck and enter the cornhole tournament. The $5 admission charge is all it takes to get you into Warren's Big Brew Festival, Saturday, April 28th, from noon to 7 p.m. at Halmish Park.
Welcome back. Segment 3, episode 242, IT in the D, broadcasting live, Studio 1, Podcast Detroit, Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob, the Sales Guy. That's Dave the Geek. Nuri is swimming in Lake Titicaca.
He is in Peru.
Perrier.
He's in Perrier. I don't know.
To drink Peru.
Pernud.
No, but if you ever want to Google what he's doing, it's kind of he's riding a 1,000 kilometers on a like a little teeny moped. I thought it was like a motorcycle. No,
it's a moped. It's a moped. It's not even a Vespa.
No, but it's like a thousand. Yeah. It's called like the, was it the Monkey Run or something?
Yeah.
1,000 kilometers through Peru. It's amazing following him on social. It looks something that I'll never do.
But good for him.
Good, yeah, exactly. I will live vicariously through Nuri for this week. Find us online, itandthed.com. Give us a like on the socials and subscribe to us everywhere. Find podcasts are sold.
Hey, so dressing for the holiday season can be tough because finding a dress shirt that fits is nearly impossible. I don't know about your closet, Bob. My closet's a wreck. In fact, my closet is mostly t-shirts because I try to refuse to wear dress shirts as much as
I know which dress shirts I can wear with sport coats untucked, and yeah. I know which dress shirts I can't wear with sport coats. I have like this, like the everything's wrong.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hey, so something's always off, whether it's the collar or the sleeves. Thankfully, ordering a custom fit shirt has never been easier than it is now with Proper Cloth. At ProperCloth.com, you can easily create a custom shirt size in seconds by answering 10 simple questions. You choose from over 20 collar styles, 10 cuff styles, 500 fabric styles, from classic to business, to completely customize your shirt and get the style that you want. The team at Proper Cloth works with the best fabric producers from around the world and only buy fabrics that meet their high quality expectations. Each one of their shirts goes through extensive quality control testing, so you're getting the absolute best quality and craftsmanship. Best of all, Proper Cloth guarantees a perfect fit, meaning that if somehow your shirt doesn't fit perfectly, they'll remake it for free.
Wow.
So this is the future of shirts. These shirts are made completely custom for you, starting at just $80. Sounds expensive, but hey, wait, stop wearing shirts that don't fit. Start looking your best with a custom-fitted shirt. Go to propercloth.com/IT, that's lowercase IT, today. Enter the gift code IT, and you save $20.
$80 is not expensive anyway.
I know. But $60 is even more. That's even less expensive.
For a custom, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, the 10 questions is like just fat, 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 fat.
Bigger, bigger.
I'm 6'3".
Bigger, yeah.
Fat. And by.
And Leon's getting larger.
Exactly. So, hey, that guy coughing in the mic is our good friend Henry Bowman. He's running the Warren Big Brew Fest coming up, and we've been having a ball lately.
I feel like we only see him when there's alcohol involved.
Yeah, exactly. We've been going to the brewery meetups and planning this thing, and we've had an absolute ball hanging out with you. And thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So
I used to be in bed by now.
Oh, come on.
Lies.
Exactly.
Lies.
Seen you close bars already. Yeah, your lies are no good here. So for those not in the know, the Warren Big Brew Fest, why don't you give us a little overview and let's dive into what's going on.
I am so excited. We started it last year, and it was absolutely meet all of our expectations in 1 year. So it's going to be Saturday, April 28th. It's going to run from noon to 7 o'clock.
The day after my birthday, what can possibly go wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, it's going to be messed up one way or another. So, we're having a homebrew competition. Still time to get involved with that. It's not really a competition. It's more of a exhibit. You know,
yeah.
People are going to have fun.
Oh, no. No, it's a competition. I there's a belt involved.
Well, no.
It's a competition.
Is this for the
belt? Oh, the homebrew competition. Yeah. The homebrew is something different. Yeah.
So we got the homebrew going on. There's stuff for the family there. I know Coonan's is bringing some root beer out, homemade root beer.
Oh, nice.
We're going to have – there'll be 9 breweries there. We're going to have the 3 Warren breweries, which is Coonan's, Dragon Meat, Falling Down.
Mm-hmm. We're vaguely familiar with them. Yeah,
I've heard that about you. Then we got 3 out of St. Clair Shores, Baffin, Shipwreck, and J-Mex. They're all producing some wonderful beers right now. And then we also have Brooks, Sherwood, and Blake's.
Very
and
cool.
So we're getting all the menus are coming in. So if you want to check us out on Facebook, make sure you do. We're popping stuff on there. We're in the next few weeks, you're going to see us everywhere. So, and it's just going to be incredible. Each brewery's bringing about 3 different beers, and they're going to be able to sample. This is a sample event, inexpensive samples, $2 a sample. It's only $5 to get in. You get a tasting glass to go along with it. And, you know, you're not breaking the bank with this one.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you go to events, it's $45-$50. They give you 10 tickets, and then you got to buy more tickets.
Then you got to go buy tickets, yeah.
Yeah, this is totally up to you. There'll be food trucks there. Talked about the cornhole tournament.
Which food trucks are going to be important with 9 breweries bringing three or four beers each. Yeah, that's food's going to matter.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We got Mean Weenie, Bad Brad's, and Go Cheese.
I would eat bacon,
bacon all day. Candy bacon all day. All
right. So we're great food trucks. Cornhole tournament going on, so you can enter that still. We're getting entries in. They're starting to come in pretty well right now. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, we got two bands performing, what, 30 Mile Deep, which is Corey out of Brooks Brewing is actually his band.
Okay.
So it's going to be really cool.
Very cool dude, by the way.
Yeah, isn't he?
Yeah.
And they got some tasty beers out there. All at Brooks Brewing. Holy smokes. They do a really nice job. Then right after them is a band called Blue Spectrum. Now, the really cool thing, they just had the Battle of the Bands at Oakland University this past weekend. The winning band advances to open for Nick Jonas on April 14th. Guess who was the winning band?
Blue Spectrum.
Yeah. Right. Good guess.
Otherwise, your story would have sucked.
Yeah.
As Mitch Cumstein, my college roommate. Like,
no, but so they're a local band.
That's awesome.
But they bring it. And I'll tell you what, their lead singer is fantastic. Great community kids. They're not kids. You know, they're 20, 21-year-olds.
Yep.
So we'll check their IDs before they come.
Right.
To, you know.
Well, but and that's the thing. You know, you did mention it's a family. This is a family-friendly event, so it's okay to bring the kids.
Absolutely. We'll have a petting zoo there. So we're going to make sure everybody's coming in. They're going to have a nice time. Like I said, they'll have the root beer. You can get pop and stuff from the vendors. Plus, we're going to have right now, as of today, we have 19 vendors sold at the event. You're going to find.
Oh, I got to get you that form back. Damn.
Yeah. And we still got room.
Okay.
We can fit more. So, and that's another thing. If you want to be a vendor, you got something that you want to sell. Just, you know, it's on our Facebook page, or you can email me, hbowman@cityofwarren.org, or you can call me at 586-258-2044, and we'll get you the info out right away and get you signed up. We're going to have – this is going to be a wonderful day.
I say let's call Snyder to make this the state fair.
Well, now, see, so I mentioned the belt and you mentioned the breweries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there is a little fun going on.
Oh, now – All right.
I'm not going to lie. This is a very cool concept to me.
You know what? This Brett Coonan pretty much came this. Hey, I'd like to see us do something like this. And he started talking about giving each brewery a list of ingredients, but not the quantities. So then they come up how much yeast, how much hops, how much barley, whatever they're using goes into this beer. Then they bring it there. They're going to be able to submit their People's Choice winner.
Their take on it. Yeah.
Yeah. What this belt is absolutely hilarious. This looks like something Hulk Hogan would have won. You know,
anyone who knows us.
Right? Rocky 2.
No, 3.
3?
Yeah, Thunder Lips.
Hulk Hogan was 2, wasn't it?
No.
No, you're right. 3.
Yeah, same one as Mr. T. Yeah. So anybody who knows us knows we make wrestling belts for anything that makes us laugh. So they were talking about doing like a little trophy or something. I'm like, no, guys, we got this. This one's on Podcast Detroit. We got this.
Yeah.
This thing is good. I'm reading it. Annual competition, Big Brew Fest, the people's champ.
Because it's a people's choice thing.
Yep.
There's going to be a vote.
So the beer is going to be called Same Difference. Everybody's using the same ingredients, but the beers are going to be different. And it's going to be very cool, something different to try.
After the 9th one, I don't know if you're going to be tasting it anymore. So.
This is the same difference.
Exactly.
Well, you guys are not supposed to fill up your glasses.
Bob, I know you're not familiar with this concept, Bob, but sample.
And I'll tell you what, you know, the glasses, our sponsors like American House, Park Place, Remax are all sponsors of the glasses. Sponsors keep our prices down.
Right.
You know, and our vendors.
$5 to get into something.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous these days.
And then that money, a majority of that money goes to the Arsenal Democracy and Museum.
Very cool.
And
then, cool.
We pay more than that to get into a Comic-Con where we can't get beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And you know, and then we also have the Cornhole Tournament sponsoring McCrust, and Hamilton Chevrolet is actually sponsoring the Cornhole Tournament.
Cool. So is there like a prize?
Well, they're just helping us pay for it.
Gotcha.
And then that way more money can go to prize money and stuff like that.
Now, how many people are you expecting? You were telling me.
For the Cornhole or for the
Whole thing.
We're ready for 1,500 people. And I think we'll hit it. Last year we had 800 people at the event, and it was a first time event, and I've never seen people at any event I have ever put on. We get such great comments back on how much fun they have. So I think people are looking forward to this because it's unique.
Anywhere you can have a thing where kids can go there and dad can get beer is a good time as far as I'm concerned. And then mom can drive home.
Yeah.
All, everyone wins.
It's genius.
And everyone wins.
You know, you talk about driving home. Lyft is actually doing 25% off. For nice. Rides there and rides back. So we're making sure everything goes well. And I think all you have to do is just say, type in Big Brew. And that's all you have
Very
to do.
Very cool.
Yep.
I think I declared them as a dependent this year on my taxes.
Smart man.
So it's April 28th. Tickets in advance. Tickets there at the door.
Tickets at the door. You know,
and it's at Helmich Park, right?
Thank you. Helmich Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is on 13 Mile between Ryan and DeQuinder. You go to you go just pull right in.
Place is huge.
Yeah, go to the center of the park. We have a pavilion that'll hold about 1,000 people there. And it's just, you know, picnic tables will be set up. We'll have high tops, stage for the band. If it's cold, don't worry. We're going to tarp the whole thing in. And we will put furnaces in the place. So the event is happening.
Because let's
rain,
be honest.
Snow, shine, don't matter. And who knows? Spring is supposed to be here
this
week.
It's currently Sprinter.
Sprinter, yeah.
It's somewhere between spring and winter still.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's been stinking cold.
Or wing.
It's supposed to be 60 on Friday.
I heard 65 Thursday.
Yeah.
So.
And rainy, though.
My sinuses are so happy.
Totally. Your what is?
My sinuses are just thrilled with all these weather shifts.
My sinus, 4 months now. It's, yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So a band's going now. What are the hours?
We're going to run noon to 7.
Okay.
30 Mile Deep. We'll start at 12:30, go to about 3:30. We're going to get the next band up there as quickly as possible. We want them to start at 4 and go to 7. And I'll tell you what. You guys, I'll tell you straight up. I can't wait for you to tell me, wow, Blue Spectrum just blew us away. And I think they will.
Very good. Hey, well, yeah. We like music.
Yeah.
Are they playing good. 80s covers? Then I like them. No, I'm just kidding. Right.
No, they do. They do a lot of classics.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, a lot of classics.
Oh, classic. Oh, that just stabbed me in the chest.
No.
80s. Yeah. Classic classics. Is 80s.
WOMC went 80s, and I'm in love. And I feel – I'm so torn on – My love with WOMC.
Because that was always the oldie station.
That was the dad turned this crap off.
Yep.
Beach Boys garbage. Now it's, oh my God, Animotion, you're my obsession is on. I need to turn it up.
And from the backseat, dad turned this crap off.
This toilet, dad. I've become him.
So Facebook page, website, where do we find more info?
Facebook.com, and it's Big Brew Festival.
Okay.
All right.
I think Warren Big Brew, all the things.
Exactly. Warren Big Brew. You can just do your quick little search.
Well, and it's an event. I think we've got it set up. Yep, like we've got the event. We're a host of it, so you can find it on our pages and everything else too. So
yeah.
Yep. And they're all going to be there. The breweries will all be there selling swag. They're going to they're putting prize packages together for people. You're going to be able to come up and probably Dragon Meat has those huge, beautiful glasses. I'm sure some of those will be there. Check those out. This past Saturday, I had the task of, I figured, I got nothing going on. I'll drive out to each brewery and drop off posters and flyers. Thank God I was smart enough to not start drinking at the first brewery. I actually finished
the job.
No,
this is a business trip.
This is a business. I had a real nice American IPA at Coonan's over on Grossbeck right at the end, which was fantastic.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm obviously will be there. Duh.
Right.
Along with, I think we're pulling double duty because we're setting up Podcast Detroit there. I'm sure we'll be hanging around the Falling. Oh, yeah. I'm sure we'll be hanging out. We'll be hanging out with the Falling Down setup too. We'll be floating around.
Can't wait.
Just listen for the loud guy. That'll be Bob, and then I'll be somewhere nearby.
I can already sense my exhaustion from that day.
Oh, I'll tell you what. It's full of energy, dude. You're going to have a good time. You're not going to get tired.
Oh, no. It's how much beer I'm going to drink and then be exhausted the next day. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we'll have Lyft on speed dial for you.
Exactly.
Yep. I'll buy all the caffeine mints and caffeine gum things.
For real, though.
Pop you full of those.
Right. That's awesome.
All right, well, hey. Awesome, dude. Thanks for stopping by. I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're gonna have a good time.
Because like this is our first thing as cool. part of a thing. This is gonna be cool.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. And thanks for inviting me on the show tonight.
Of course.
And it's I'll tell you what, just a great setup, great people. I'm just bummed you never offered me a beer. I don't understand this. I'm just kidding.
That was the very first thing that happened when you walked in.
Anyway, he showed up late. That's why,
there we go. I've been sitting in a bar since 8.
It was having dinner with his daughters.
Right.
All right, cool. So, hey, guys, check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think this brings us to the close.
Yeah. We're going to wrap things up for episode 242 of the IT Lady Show. I'd like to thank Jason Cornelier from the Drew and Mike podcast, Henry Bowman from the Warren Big Brew Festival. Also like to thank our sponsors, Microsoft, AppRiver, F-Secure, and Proper Cloth. Thank you for keeping the lights on. We sincerely appreciate you. On behalf of Bob and Dave and Randy, do us all a favor. Drink up your drinks. Get your phone numbers. You don't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here. See you next week. Drive careful. Beat it.
Emergency destruct system is now activated.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
Long live Flash! You've saved your life. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy.
The run.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo, hold up. Time out. Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Bob loves it in the can.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the can.
Joe, own the truth. Owns.
Fear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy!
Why would, Buick put their cars next to, the Bentleys? Like, why? That's not marketing.
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right.
Because you're getting your 8-track tuned up.
Are we at a break yet? Yeah, so now I'm just doing stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want. Yeah.
Kiss my ass. Go home. Unplug. Get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me.
Show now.
I love this city. I was banging on the wang.
Really? Should we talk about the tag team? Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.